Across the hallway, you'll enter into a space that was once a front bedchamber and now houses materials associated with John Paul Jones, including a late 19th century plaster cast of the Houdon bust. To the right, as you enter, a modern photographic reproduction of Charles Wesley Peale's portrait of John Paul Jones, painted from life about 1781 to 1783, and now in the collection of the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, hangs over a chest of drawers about 1810 attributed to Langley Borman, a famous Portsmouth cabinet maker. The room also contains modern John Paul Jones memorabilia from the Bradford Collection, a large body of such material given to the Historical Society in 2021 by James C. Bradford, a naval historian and editor of the John Paul Jones Papers, and his wife, Judith. Many prints, photographs, objects, and documents related to Jones are hung on the walls, and others are on view in a display case in the center of the room. Atop the chest of drawers, on the far side of the room, rests a modern model built in 1958 by Edward Peale of Newburyport, the USS Ranger. The Ranger was built in 1777 in Portsmouth for the Continental Navy. Jones was the ship's first captain. By tradition, Jones rented this room from the widow Sarah Purcell while he was in Portsmouth, supervising the ship's construction on Badger's Island, a short distance away. Take your time learning more about Captain Jones in this space. More information about the bust of John Paul Jones is available below. As you exit this room, note the doorway cut into the wall just to the right of the doorway. This used to lead to a beautiful two-story porch designed by the Boston architect W. Ralph Emerson that was added to the house in the late 1800s. The porch was taken down in 1932, perhaps unfortunately, due to the safety concerns and a desire to restore the house to its original Georgian appearance. Take a look at the framed photograph to see what the house would have looked like before the porch was removed.